The Sydney Racing Stable live tomorrow from 8 o'clock right here on SEN with Andrew Bensley, of course, and Michelle Bishop. And I'm pleased to say that Benz is on the line ahead of Cox Plate Day and also the Invitation Day out at Royal Randwick. G'day, Benz.
Yeah, g'day to you, Matt. And plenty of news tomorrow morning. Michelle was up bright and early, bubbling along this morning, wanting to organise a few guests. So Brad Widup is certainly going to be one of those, and Rob Heacott, who, of course, have got Ice Bath and Star Tondo. So there are a couple of the guests tomorrow morning on the Sydney Racing Stable.
I caught up with Glenn Boss on my show earlier this morning, mate. Bossy had done track work down there in Flemington this morning. Still trying to organise a ride for the Melbourne Cup. Of course, he'll have to sit out the Cox Plate tomorrow after Sir Dragonet was put down. So a bit of a different homecoming, if you like, for Bossy. Can you see him getting a ride in the Melbourne Cup? And if so, where do you think he might land?
Well, look, it's interesting. We know that he can ride a lightweight, so that is crucial also when we get down to horses that might squeeze in. You never know, Matt, what just comes from the Lexus. The last, tomorrow week on Derby Day, that's the last opportunity. So I would say there's not many going right now, but, you know, who knows, suspensions tomorrow, things like that. You just never know what unfolds, but if there's certainly a lightweight chance that wins the Lexus, then that's going to be Bossy's opportunity.
I'll tell you what, when he originally got the call on Incentivize, he would have been going, hallelujah. And then obviously all the dramas, and Brett Prebble goes out and wins the Caulfield Cup with P. Moody. And he's, you know, the betting agencies are paying out already on Incentivize. Do you share the love for Incentivize at the Cup?
Look, I think he faces a huge task to win with that penalty. He has to rewrite the record books, and look, he can do that. He, you know, I think you've got to trust the judgment of Brett Prebble, the way that he just rode the horse with such arrogance last Saturday to win the Caulfield Cup, to come out three wide, three or four wide, such a long way from home. He didn't want to get held in, and then he sort of just did it with ease. Once the horse seemed to hit a bit of a flat spot, but then just kept finding down the straight. You've got to say that the horse is the live chance of winning, but I'm still saying that if Spanish Mission turns up in the form that we've seen that horse in Europe, then he's going to be a live chance. And I certainly think that Grand Promenade, down in the weights, Kieran McAvoy taking the ride during the week for Mara and Eustace, the horse won't run again before the Melbourne Cup. The Bart Cummings was effortless in the end. Ease down near the line. I think the Grand Promenade is certainly in the Melbourne Cup at this stage. So I reckon he's obviously going to start a dominating favourite, Matt, but I reckon there's two or three that will seriously push him on the day.
And it's hard to write history in the Melbourne Cup, mate. It's such a hard, long race. $2.30 at the moment for Incentivize, which is off the charts, really. Spanish Mission at $7. Yeah. And then Grand Promenade that you mentioned currently at $15. Twilight Payment. Still up there. So there's plenty still to fall into place when we get to Melbourne Cup Day in a couple of weeks' time. Let's focus on the Cox Plate tomorrow, if we can, Benz. So the 10 horses, none of them have run at Moonee Valley. I put that to Bossy and he said, look, that doesn't really matter. Obviously, it'll come down to the jockey in that department. So where are you leaning in the Cox Plate? I'm interested in your thoughts here between Animo in particular, Zaki, and you've got others in there in the mix, a very elegant State of Rest. Which way are you leaning?
Well, right now, we believe that the Gold Trip is being examined by Racing Victoria Vets, so we may get some news on Gold Trip in the next little while. They know and feel, Mara and Eustace, that there's nothing wrong with the horse. We heard Damien Oliver say yesterday, why hasn't someone asked me? I rode it last Saturday morning, and the horse was fine, no issue. Mm. But I think it's because what we're dealing with, Matt, in the past few years with tragedies in big races, that they're looking into everything. So that's what we'll have to follow. This morning, the Kiwi horse, Corsair Mab, has been cleared, had an issue yesterday. They feel that it might have stood on a stone or something like that yesterday, and that's why it was a bit proppy. So it's been cleared this morning. I think the weather's the key here, Matt. You know, they're saying rain in Melbourne or showers developing late afternoon tonight through the Manukato meeting and then a race tomorrow. I'd be tipping Probabil, to be honest, but I'm really nervous about the rain. We know that she doesn't like it. If the rain didn't arrive and the track was sort of good for to maybe a soft six, then I think Probabil has the strength to be winning the race. She's been forgotten because of so much talk about the weather, so that's my precursor. But outside that, I reckon there's seven or eight chances, Matt. I just think that Corsine Mav and Darlasan can be ruled out, and then all the others have got a chance. One horse that hasn't had a lot of discussion is the Joseph O'Brien horse, State of Rest. This horse has an incredible turn of speed. Many of your listeners may not have seen its last win in America, winning the Saratoga Derby, ridden on that occasion by a leading jockey there, into the clear coming around the bend, and just left the rivals in his wake. He is a very, very talented horse, State of Rest. And the Irish combination, Joseph O'Brien and John Allen, the jockey, I certainly think it can be in the muddy tomorrow, Matt.
Yeah, at 56.5 kilos as well. So Zaki carrying 59, the top four with 59 kilos, and then Animo and Captivant with 49.5 kilos. So I'm going to put you down for Probabil, and we'll wait and see what the weather does tonight. It's a quirky place, the Valley, isn't it? And even quirkier that we have a race meeting the night before the biggest race that they host all year.
Yeah, look, they've done it. They've obviously become very significant into night racing at the Valley. And while all of us get a bit toey when we get to these two meetings because one's at night and then the quick back up into the Cox Plate day, the weather in the last couple of years has tested the anxiety of those at the Valley, Matt. It's been a bit wet the last couple, and we're just hoping in Melbourne right now it's reasonably clear and reasonably warm, but they say it's going to turn a bit cool by the time we get to Manukato night tonight. So the weather is crucial to everything.
And the way that it's been working over the last couple of years with Peter Volandis in charge at Racing New South Wales is any time there's now a big race in Melbourne, there's a big race in Sydney as well. So we've got the invitation at Randwick tomorrow, mate, $2 million for mares and fillies. So an interesting proposition, this one. What do you make of this 1,400-metre race for $2 million?
Well, Matt, I think it'd be fair to say that probably Racing New South Wales would have liked a slightly stronger race. For the money that it's carrying. Now, we know that over years, races develop themselves. So it's the inaugural running. I think probably, people, trainers will start gearing, knowing now that this race is going to be here, and they'll, work it out whether it's Sydney or Melbourne. If the Jamie Richards mare in Trevier runs and handles the firm track, when I say run, she's definitely lining up. But just the firmish track, I know there was some rain last night. That'll just take the edge off it. So that would be an asset. They wouldn't want the track to be firming up through the day. I think that the filly star Tondaise has been kept in Sydney since its last start. It's been working the house down. And I think even a horse like Tricky Gal, who's drawn inside, a lot better draw than where she was last time around when she had to make up stacks of ground. I reckon the Tricky Gal at about $10 to $12 is something maybe each way in that invitation. But it's going to be it's a very even race, Matt, but maybe they'll be looking for a classier group next year.
Okay, you'll have Brad Widdop on your show tomorrow morning. I've been checking the weather forecast, obviously, every single day, and the bureau's struck out every single day. So they're saying a late shower or two tomorrow and 26 degrees, which means it'll be nice and sunny probably. So it looks as though we'll have a rain-free invitation day. Can I get your thoughts just on race 8 before I let you go, Benz? The Bondi Stakes, very hard to go away from Hilal.
Yeah, just the way that it was able to let down last time around, and Tommy Berry, very confident about its chances. I know that John O'Shea is also very happy with Coteel, the four horse in that eighth race. Got to the lead maybe a fraction early last time, and from a better barrier, they'll be able to just to position up for Sam Cleverton. I'd be maybe having something each way, Coteel number four, at about that sort of somewhere between $6 and $7.
Good on you, mate. Have fun tomorrow. It's a great day of racing. The Sydney Racing Stable live tomorrow here on SEN from 8 o'clock with Benz and Michelle Bishop. Enjoy the weekend.
No, we will. And let's hope that Gold Trip just gets the tick off and runs. There's a lot of people thinking that it won't get the tick off in this InVets examination, Matt. So just keep an eye on that. It should come through over the next hour for sure.
Okay, we'll keep our eyes across that gold trip, of course, for Mara and Eustace. And we want Damien Oliver to be on board a horse in the Cox Plate. Just not right if Oliver is not there. Good on you, Benz. Thank you. We'll let you bolt at 18 minutes past the hour. Make sure you catch up with Benz tomorrow and Michelle from 8 o'clock, the Sydney Racing Stable, for all the latest news.